Government officials say foreign governments are using cyber attacks to exploit the coronavirus fears here in the U.S. Amy Field has the details from Washington.
While intelligence officials focused on election hacking, U.S. government now says Chinese and Russian hackers are going after government computers and even our cell phone text messages to take advantage of the COVID-19 pandemic to spread disinformation and distrust. The government now scrambling to find the source and protect against those attacks.
That's ABC's Andy Field.
Kansas lawmakers approve a bill to give jobless workers an extra 10 weeks of unemployment and another measure aimed at making it easier for the state to waive its requirements for how many hours of in-person instruction that public schools must provide. Also passed a bill to let courts extend trial deadlines and grant people more time to file lawsuits if the pandemic forces them to shut down temporarily.
Some of the chiefs stepping up to make sure that no one goes hungry during the shutdowns caused by the coronavirus: Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and Patrick Mahomes have all made donations to different organizations around the metro to provide meals to those in need.
Facebook says a bug in its anti-spam system is blocking the publication of links to news stories about coronavirus. Users are complaining links to news stories about school closings and other information related to the pandemic now being blocked by the company's automated system. Facebook's vice president of integrity says the company is working on a fix.
We have a soggy stretch ahead of us. Showers today, a high of 64. Thunderstorms likely tonight. And then morning rain and thunderstorms on Thursday with a high of 75. Big cool down by the end of the week. Friday's high near 39.